Welcome to everybody here, everybody out there. Okay, so again, we're on, interesting enough, we made a hefsek in the middle of this halacha, which talks about hefsek. So let's just get a running start. Again, we started doing this yesterday. Yud Beis on page 28. Im yeshlo kama begadim shel arba kanafos. If you have a number of four-cornered garments, so as I mentioned yesterday, in the old days, the dressing fashions were different. So people had four-cornered garments. Today, we don't have too many four-cornered garments, except for, like we discussed yesterday, a kapata, but a kapata isn't, or a poncho. You know, there's not too many four-cornered garments. But in those days, they did. And so maybe you have a number of garments that are four-cornered and therefore would have tzitzis on it. So you're donning, you're putting on a number of garments that require tzitzis. Kulam klayim b'tzitzis. So then again, all of them require tzitzis. In other words, we don't say I put on one, one has tzitzis on it, that's good enough, right? No, each one is klayim b'tzitzis. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but a very important Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. Chavetz Chaim says, "Kulam chayavim." All of them are obligated in tzitzis. Now, don't forget what the case is. The case is we have to put it all together. The case is that Reuven is putting on; he's getting dressed, and he has a bunch of garments, which are four cornered. So, a bunch of garments he's going to put on have a bunch of tzitzis, right? I mean, each one has tzitzis, I should say. So, very interesting. Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. Like I said, I don't think we did this yesterday, unfortunately. Rotz Lomar, that is to say, im lo sham kulam. That's all if you're wearing all those four-cornered garments. Now, very important. Avl im nochem b'tevoso p'turin. But if they're lying in your closet, in your drawer, right? Right? Might not be lying in your, might be hanging in your closet. But again, if they're put away, you're not wearing it. Page 28. So again, if you're not wearing it, the kaimelon, very important rule. The kaimelon, because we hold the halacha, tzitzis chovas gavra velo chovas mana. That tzitzis is the obligation of the person and not the obligation of the object. Very important lumdus. You know, you always hear this very often. It's a din in the gavra, is a din in the chavsa, right? In other words, like the object. If you have a four-cornered garment just lying around, I don't know, you have a poncho or something, a mismade kapata, right? So they sold it cheap because it has four corners, right? You know, got it at a discount store, you know, one of these, cheap places. So again, so if you just have it hanging in the closet, it's not chayv and tzitzis. Because here, now, sometimes we have cases where it's an obligation on the object. But again, here, it's an obligation on the person. So again, the idea is, if Reuven is wearing a four-cornered garment, so then Reuven has to put tzitzis on that garment. But it's not an obligation on the garment. The garment is in storage, whatever you want to call it. So then, we'll see this again later in Yotes, but again, if it's just lying there and the person's not wearing it, so it's not chayav. So that's why the setup of the case is that a person has a bunch of garments that are four-cornered and he's going to wear them. He's going to put them on, right? He's going to put them all on. So then it's an obligation upon him to put tzitzis on all those garments, every single one. And as I mentioned before, you all have a rationalization of saying like, well, I did one, that's good enough. You know, no, for the four or five or six or whatever amount there is, each one, when you wear it, when you put it on, is chayv and tzitzis.
Is it a blanket? Is that like
wearing it? Right, so that's a whole thing, right? In halacha, about, it's machlokas, it's a ksus laila. We'll get to it, Meretz Hashem. It's a big issue. It's a big machlokas about, we'll see.
If there's a blanket in between him and
it doesn't make a difference. But Usually we assume that most blankets are not squared off.
Some are.
Yeah, some are, so you have to, yeah.
So that make us
fight? We'll see. Or also we'll get into an issue, again, this is not much of a heter, but again, we'll get into what materials, chayav and tzitzis. Like today, nothing is wool or linen or not even cotton. Yeah, a lot of things. Well, we'll see. Talk to Rav Scheinberg, obviously, about that. Okay, but anyways, so then each one is chayav and tzitzis. V'im lavshem kulam below hefsek. Let's say the person Reuven put on all these garments without an interruption. One after another. Now this is going to be important. So the Mechaber is saying, you put them all on in close succession as far as time is concerned. B, v'hayadaito mitchila al kulam. And also you had in mind, from the beginning, when you started wearing them, that you're going to wear all of them. So it seems to be two factors. So then, lo yivarach al brachacha. So then you may only make one bracha, and as Mr. Magid pointed out yesterday, before put them on, you make a bracha over lasiyasan, and that one bracha would cover all them, even though, again, it's taking you, I don't know how long to get dressed, you know, to put on all these, you know, might take a while. Like they say in the old days, the kings had people, this was a chashuv position, you know, to dress them. But I think also it was a malacha because they had to put on, you know, like they had to put on all this stuff. You know, like maybe even today, I don't know. But lahavdilah, you know, I don't know. But also like rabbis, they wear these layers and these coats and the robes. And, you know, like it probably takes a while, right? Well, for us, it takes a while. I don't know, but a while. Again, we'll see about that. V'im hifsek b'nehem. Let's say you interrupted in between. Again, let's see, just for argument's sake. Let's say a person's putting on four garments and each one has four corners, right? So putting on four-cornered garments, just for illustration. So if he interrupted in between them, between one and two, two or three, three or four, right, whatever, Tzarek levarech al kol achas v'achas. So then he would have to make a bracha on each one if he interrupted between each one, right? If he interrupted between one and two, and then he made on another bracha on two, but didn't interrupt between two, three, and four, so then that bracha, and he had a mind. So again, so the Mechaber right now, again, just to set it up a little more clearly, it would seem to be the Mechaber saying, for one bracha, you need to have two elements. Number one is you don't interrupt, and B, you had in mind when you made the bracha that you're going to wear all four, let's say, of these garments. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, again, talking, speaking, if it's not germane to the whatever what you're doing, you know, hand me another. My next garment or whatever to your butler, right? Everybody has one. So, right? So, Heisbacher. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas, you know, but again, the bottom line, as we mentioned yesterday, is it's best not to talk, right? And now, again, so don't talk, and also it has to be, so far, in quick succession. Okay. Well, let's see. Now let's keep on going again. The top of page 29. Let's say you didn't have in mind each one of these. Again, for example, each one of these four garments when you made the bracha originally. Akulam have a kemafsik b'nehem. So that's as if you interrupted in between. And then you have to make a new bracha. Right? Again, so the Mechaber is eliminating, let's say, for example, one of the two elements. Let's say you didn't have a mind. You're going to put them on, I don't know, maybe the butler said, no, it's better for you to wear this. and brought a different garment out, right? So again, you didn't have it in mind. So then it says, if you interrupted, and that would be a problem. You'd have to make a new bracha. Now, look at Mishnah Berurah Chof Tes, the Chofetz Chaim says, im lo hayo b'dato, if you did not have in mind. Do you ever wonder, what does that mean, you didn't have something in mind? Right? What does that mean? Ritzel Omar. So the Chofetz Chaim explains. That is to say, shlo hayo b'dato b'feirish. You didn't have it in mind clearly, like b'feirish, right? You didn't clearly have it in mind. In other words, you know, like, I don't know, like, I'm wearing this, 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 and that. Well, how about the other thing? Well, you know, it was in the closet. I really didn't have... So then, unless... Rak shabirek stama. You just made a bracha. Right? Maybe they were laid out. You had those, you know, you just made a bracha. You know, and you didn't have this number five in mind. So even though you didn't exclude it specifically... But still, that would be a problem, a problem meaning that you'd have to make a new bracha on garment number five. Now, in Lamed, the Chofetz Chaim goes through a whole discussion.
Is that true about food, too? Like if you
say, yeah, we're gonna get into this whole thing. Again, that's why this halacha is very important. It's important because what's considered an interruption?
Well, what I was thinking is, if I ate crackers and
mazonos,
and I did not have in mind that I was
going to
eat a piece of cake or something
right.
later, do I have to say another
bracha? So this would be the issue. Yeah, we'll see. Again, usually the best thing is when you make a bracha, especially a shahakal, to have in mind, you know, whatever. You know, whatever, especially by a shahakal, because again, you got to drink some water, I don't know. Again, not for a pill, but you know, you're just going to drink some water because you're thirsty. So the best thing is, halacha says, to have in mind, you know, whatever. You know, just drink some water. You know what, I'd like to have some juice also, so you have some juice. Or again, maybe, I don't know, chvei, something else, you know.
You have something else you didn't have in mind, you have to say
to me, bro. Yeah, right. Right, that's the famous kasha. There's a kasha on, there's a story, I think they said it at Rosh Simcha Wasserman, Zeklis HaGrach, on his... Shloshim was something that we had here in Los Angeles, Leilui Nishmaso, that describing the house, Rabbi Chanan's Zechus HaRachas, the house. So they said that one time Rabbi Sam Wasserman, Allah Hashem, came home and she had some honey, but the honey was for Shabbos. Rav Simcha's brother, I forgot his name, was killed in the war. He was a young boy, little boy, so he was a sharp kid. So so his mother had honey. It was like a candy in those days. So he made a bracha shakal in the abivara. And so his mother quickly took out a glass of water and handed it to him. It was like, you know, in other words, the story was, you know, they were careful about gashmias. You know, they were careful. So the kash on that is, yeah, but he probably didn't have that in mind. Or maybe he purposely did not have, right? He wanted the honey, right? So I don't know. So I assume there was a chinuch issue, you know, there or something, you know, like.
So
but again,
she knew that he was going to want to drink water after the honey.
No, that's the point. That's the kasha. Because he probably had in mind only the honey. He didn't want water, right?
She didn't want to eat the honey.
But she didn't want him to have the honey except for on Shabbos, you know.
Can you do that? You can change your kavana from what you want to eat to something else.
No, so that's the problem. Yeah, that's exactly.
Your mother can't.
That's right. That's a good answer. A mother has magical powers that's beyond human comprehension, as we all know. Okay, so anyways, the Chofetz Chaim talks about that, you know, what that this case is talking about. Even, he says, afilu hayu menachim lefan of kol b'ganim shel arba knafos b'shaz ha-bracha, afilu haki tzarech l'akzor l'varach. Even if all the garments were out, lying out in front of you, very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Even if they were all out, I don't know, you're standing by the closet, I don't know, they're all there. But you had them maybe on the bed or whatever, you had, or you put aside, or hanging in the closet, maybe right in the middle, you know, you put aside four, right, the four garments. And even though they were all right in front of you, still, The Chofetz Chaim says you'd have to make a bracha on each one. The Mirish Rogil Rak Lilbosh Achas. Because normally the case here is that you normally only wear one garment. So therefore, you only had in mind that one garment. The other three are right in front of you, are right there. But still, again, since you normally only wear one, so you probably had you had in mind, we assume, only that one. If you change your mind and want to wear more layers, again, four-cornered garments, so then you'd have to make a new bracha. Right? You'd have to make a new bracha because it's like you change your mind, it's like nimlach. Ela imkein hayadata alein beferish. Unless you had in mind clearly that you're going to wear four, or, again, you shouldn't do this, but again, you have whatever I take out, whatever I decide to, again, you should really have take them out before, but again, then it would be one bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, "V'uladin." The same thing would apply. Here's a very practical case. In Berech al Talz Katan al Mitzvah Kemin Hagenu, that let's say you made a bracha on the Talz Katan, right, on the what we call tzitzis, like is our minhag, right? We make a bracha al Mitzvah tzitzis, as we saw before from the Ramah, right? And then the lakach miyad hatalis kol, and then you took right away the talis, as we call it, the talis. Im haya b'data b'feresh leif toras be'al mitzvahs ein tzarich lachzor l'varach. So if you had in mind when you made that bracha on the tzitzis, as we call it, right, the talis katan, you had in mind that you're gonna put on the talis gadol in quick succession, so then you would not have to go back in and make a new bracha. We stama, but let's say you didn't have in mind specifically the talis. So again, you made a bracha on the tzitzis, on the talis katan, still, but if you just made a bracha, chol zeru mavarak, the stama indato ba'al mitzvahs ki im al talis katan. Very interesting idea that we assume on a Talis, you when you made al mitzvahs, right? Really, on a talis, you make lisatef. Ramah says just, our minhag on a little, on tzitzis, talis katan, we make al mitzvahs. So we assume when you made an al mitzvahs, you only meant that on the talis katan, not on the big talis, the regular talis. And therefore, you'd have to go back and make a new bracha unless you had it clearly in mind. And here it comes. Ach, mikol makom lechachila. However, the best thing to do is bevadai yeshli zareh shelo levarach al talis katan. It's best. This is where I want to get to. It's best to be careful not to make a bracha on the talis katan. Imdato lilbosh tekef hatalis gadol. If you have in mind that soon, again, we'll have to see what soon is when we go further in the halacha. If soon you're going to put on a big talis, mishum degram, degaram bracha sheino tzricha, because you're causing that you're making a needless bracha, right? You one bracha would suffice. If lisatef would work for the talis katan and for the or again you can make an al mitzvahs and that would cover both. But that's again only if you're going to wear the talis katan, you're going to put on the talis katan very very soon. So then, again, in that case, if you're going to put on both of them in quick succession, so then you'll only make one bracha. Okay, we have to stop here for today. Meretz Hashem, we'll continue this Bli Neder next week.